All right, so I just got back in from taking the trash out, and I was just thinking, you know, I was just thinking about, well, first off, this title, I think it might be a little misleading or just like not very well written out, because like I said, I try to stay away from making videos that have like generalized men, women, you know, groups like feminists or anything like that. I try to stay away from that because it seems like whenever people put these like words in their videos, they usually start getting flagged and reported and, you know, and banned and blocked and all that. So I try to stay away from that because I wanted to name it something else, but I want to stay away from that. But when I was taking out the trash, it's gotten kind of cold, y'all, in Czech Republic. It's not cold as it is in Ohio, but it's kind of cold, y'all. But I was just thinking, like there's a huge correlation in what women do with men as what men do with either cars or their computers or what have you, whatever like hobby it is a lot of times. Like, so with that being said, like, I don't know if any of you ever, you know, worked on cars or built cars, or any of you ever built computers or whatever you collect and your hobby is, you'll understand what I'm saying. Because for instance, like I used to build computers, and my dad, he's a retired mechanic. He always worked on cars. He always kept like, you know, a classic car around. He was in like classic car groups and all that stuff like that. I never took to cars like that. I mean, I like cars, don't get me wrong, but I never took to like really wanting to work on it. I'd rather just take it somewhere and have somebody else fix it. But the correlation that I'm speaking on is, see, like for any of you who have these hobbies, like you build computers or you like to work on your car or whatever, see, it can be very easy to fall into this trap. And I remember catching myself when I first started building computers, like when I fell into that trap of, you know, no matter what you build, right, you can always make it better and faster, no matter what it is, okay? If you're building a computer, you can always add more RAM to it. You can add a faster hard drive. You can put better coolant, but a better water cooler in it. But then this water coolant is like clashing with something. So now you replace this. You can put a better power supply, like, or you can just buy a better video card if you can afford it. Or you can run like two video cards and an SLI. That's what they were running back when I was in an SLI. Now I'm sure you probably got like three and four different types of additions of video cards. If you build computers, you know what I'm talking about. But whatever your hobby is, like, you know, there's always something more you can do to it. And the trap that I found myself in was, I remember I built the first computer I built. It had a 960 in it, a NVIDIA, a GT, I forget what it is. It's been so long since I messed with that stuff. It was a 960 though. Then I upgraded that to a 970 for the win. And that was when I was in that trap of like, no matter what I had, I could just go on the internet and find somebody else who was doing it better than me. So then I had to figure out how to, you know, at the time, like, I didn't have much money, how to put the money together to better it, to get to that level. And then when I would see that and I have that now, then I would just go online and see someone who has something better. And then, so I found myself getting that trap, and then, you know, and I caught myself. I said to myself, this is never going to end. If I keep doing this, I'm never going to actually be happy. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to just keep kind of chasing the next better thing. And I might be happy for a week, and I'm going to chase. It's the same thing with what women generally do to men. Men are pretty much their hobby at this point. Like I said, like, and this is why I say a lot of situations, men really do end up on a better end of things with what we do and what we take it out on versus what women do and what women take it out on. Because like I said, women, a lot of times they only have one real good shot to go where like legitimately winning. And then after that, it's just a consistent loss for the rest of their lives. like they never get back to that prime state ever. When they're like, you know, 21 and they're dodging, you know, juggling guys, no matter what they try, the fake booty implants, the Botox, they can never get back to that prime area. So we're like, and I think this is, it's just reality. Men, we do have it better in this regard. Because I was maybe 23, 24 when I built that first computer. Because I, I, I had all, I, I had been into computers. I learned how to work, how to build computers because I worked at Dell when I was like 19. So I knew how to build them, but I never really got into gaming, like where I wanted to legit build my own rig till I was about 23, 24. Well, I was like, seriously, like, okay, I'm getting ready to drop this money on to do it. And I'm going to just do it. I was about 23, 24. But like I said, I caught myself. But see, like, now the difference between men and women and their hobbies and what they do, you see, like, see, a man is all, we're always valued for what we can provide. Our value is in our resources. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say that it's that that's everything, but that's gonna be the fail-safe to keep your value up in the world as a man. The fail-safe for a man to be desirable is to have some type of resources to provide. That's and then usually once a man, once that kind of fades away, unless the guy's like, you know, like genuinely super funny or something like that, the guy just gets forgotten. And it's the same thing with women. For what women are generally wanted for their youth and beauty. And once those two things fade away, they're generally kind of pushed it aside and forgotten, you know, in a call center or something like that, never to be seen again. You see, because I've watched it happen many a times. But because like I said, with men, okay, now for instance, take back when I built a computer. You see, with that hobby, like I can always, like right now, I could go and just build a gangster ass PC right now. I just kind of got hooked on the whole PlayStation. I got a PlayStation 4 and a Nintendo Switch, and I just kind of got hooked on that. So I'm like, because I still have a gaming PC back in the US, right? So if I wanted to, I can go out and just build something better. You see what I'm saying? And be a better, stronger, more mentally stable. I'm not mentally stable, but mentally healthy man on the topic of not always trying to better yourself and being happy with what you got. See, I can, like, as a man, we can rebuild that. Whereas, see, women, I mean, yeah, sure, some women can rebuild it. Some women can rebuild it. But what they were generally wanted for, they can never get that back. And it's just, and it usually is just a sad, sad thing to watch. Pretty much once they get older than 27, 28, and they've never been married, not in a long-term relationship, no kids, it's just truly sad at that point. Now, at least if she, in my opinion, at least if she had a kid, well, that says, okay, at least somebody took some time out of their day to go sit down with her for at least 30 minutes. You see what I'm saying? But if she has no kids and she's older than 20, like older than 30, 35, I say older than 35, no kids, never married, that is a huge red flag. Especially if she's like 40, 45 and she's nothing, that is a huge, it's a huge red flag. There's a YouTube girl. I'm not going to say her name. This little cute Asian girl. And I don't know why, because I've never watched any of her. I watched like one or two of her videos. So now I get all her videos in my YouTube. This is a little cute Asian girl. So you probably can already do the math of who I'm talking about. But I'm not going to say her name because I don't do that. But I think she's just the cutest little girl on the planet, man. I think, and she's like 30. She's at least 30. I think she made a video talking about you know, when women get older, now it's the whole, they got to tell themselves they're worth so much more when, you know, the reality is when a woman has to say that, that's usually when she's in her worst spot in life. And all her videos that I'm seeing in my channel, it's just like, I just see it. And the titles are just explaining pretty much her path in life of being fucked up. Because she's a clearly cute woman. She's a beautiful woman. There is no reason why she should not have been married years ago and had some kids years ago. Well, a lot of that shit is, man. See, a lot of that is that modern feminism getting up in their heads, and now they think that they're like, they want to be equal to men and wonder why they're not happy as women when they've been trained to be like men for the last 20 years, and they're just confused and lost. But anyway, that's a whole other topic. But but yeah, man. I think we both do the same things. But like I said, previous videos long ago, a lot of women's mentalities, like a lot of women, like they start the maturation process much earlier, but they max out much earlier too. Like they start the maturity, right? The maturation process usually starts maybe around 4 or 5 years old for little girls. And they're far ahead of boys, but it stops around between 16 and 19. You see, so this is why, like, they kind of get stuck in a hole. Well, I trade this man out for something better as their life goes on. For the and there are a few who genuinely understand, like, look, I'm not going to keep trading up. They like pretty much did what I did with computers. They kind of, you know, they realized the reality of it and said, you know, if I just keep trading up, I'm never going to be happy. I'm going to stay in this area of just, you know, envy, jealousy, and, you know, everything else to try to keep up with the next best thing. And I'm never going to be happy. Some women do that too. And they'll just go ahead and tap out and just, you know, run away with John or, you know, Dan or whoever the fuck. But nowadays, man, with Instagram and Facebook and social media and so many thirsty ass dudes complimenting them, it's harder and harder for women to go, you know, okay, I'm just going to cash out right here and go on. Because like everybody who gets stuck in that trap is going to tell themselves, like, I can always do a little better. I can always do a little better. I got this. I can always do a little. There was something I seen on Reddit where it was made. I don't think it was real. It was a Superman comic book where Lois Lane was like, you could tell, like, her and Superman probably just got done fucking. Superman, he's like laying down, going to bed, and Lois is sitting up in the bed with the caption that says, "Oh my God, is this really the best I can do?" When she just got done fucking Superman, like I said, women's brains, they stop the maturation process around, you know, by max 20-22. That's the end of it, and for the rest of their lives, it's just but some manipulated, reincarnated version of that. They don't grow to the next level. You see, unless it's like some gold digging shit, they don't grow to the next level. Genuinely, like, you're not gonna find women who legitimately study philosophy or legitimately study the stars or legitimately study chemistry or legitimately get into electronics or legitimately, you know, get into things that, you know, how it's made and created. This is why most basic bitches usually end up reading these, you know, ridiculous self-help books. They start watching these self-help shows, Dr. Phil, you know, all these ridiculous shows. Because, see, like I said, their maturation process stops at pretty much the age period where it becomes time to genuinely think, to genuinely think as a fully functioning human. Like, it pretty much sounds fucked up. I just said they're not fully functional humans, which they're not. Because, like I said, they're not fully functional humans in the realm of what they're trying to become fully functional as. Like I said, like, their whole fight is to try to become more of this independent man thing. But see, what women forget is while they're doing it, their vaginas can't get wet while they're the winner. You see what I'm saying? So when it comes time for them to get fucked, they don't want that shit anymore. They don't want it anymore. Okay. And it's really just a ridiculous, like, the whole scenario. I really should, like, write a book and put it all in order, because I feel like I just have so many thoughts just pumping through my head on the matter. But when I caught myself in that trap around 23, 24. Like, I never fell that deep into the trap again, where I was just, you know, spending money to keep up. Whereas, see, women, it's a very low chance that they'll do it. Perfect example, that comedian Nikki Glaser I was telling you guys about. Perfect example. Her brain never grew. It is so bad. Like, I like to watch her just to watch my theory play out in front of my face. Nikki Glaser, like, this, she's not a bad looking, she's a blonde comedian. She's like 35, 40. And when she talks, like, it is exactly what I'm telling you. Like, you can tell she maxed out mentally right around 18. She did go to college. She got a worthless degree in, like, literature or something like that and became a comedian. Now, she is a relatively successful comedian. I'll give her those props. But when you hear, like, she had, like, a Conan interview, man, it's just sad and pathetic. Like, No, there was another interview where she, like, it just starts out where, like, she just goes, I would be the best porn star on the planet. I would just, oh my God, I'm just so dirty and nasty. Like that shit you say when you're 17. You don't say that at 35, you old bitch. Like, you don't get it. Like, and see, the thing is, like, see, and like I told you guys before, I see women like that, like, or like Meghan Markle, see those 35-year-old bitches like that, they hate guys like me because they know I'm going to say everything I'm thinking. And they're going to know everything I'm saying is true. And the reason why they won't try to keep coming, they won't try to say anything is because they know that they're just going to dig themselves deeper and this shit's going to get exposed even more and more. Like with the Nikki Glaser girl, like she's like legitimately holding these conversations. I mean, these conversations are for teenage girls and they're like, they're serious. I mean, now watch like the shit, like the Joe Rogan Experience, like where men are talking on podcasts, like they're actually getting somewhere. You see what I'm saying? Like they've grown. Like I've been watching Robert Downey Jr. and Joe Rogan talk. Like they're actually like getting somewhere. You know, they're talking as men. They're not saying, oh yeah, dude, like I like totally play PlayStation. Like the equivalent for women talking about they'll be the baddest porn stars, blah, 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 is the equivalent of a man saying, like, I just built this badass computer. And it's like some basic gaming computer. It's not like something like serious. Like it's like a basic gaming computer. Like that's the equivalent, man. Like, but like Robert Downey Jr., I mean, they're like legit getting so everybody I see on a Joe Rogan Experience. Now Leah Remini, I like Leah Remini. I mean, she got fat. She hit the wall. Don't get me wrong, but I like Leah Remini because when Joe Rogan talked to Leah Remini, they was actually getting somewhere, and it made sense. It didn't always revert back to fucking or sucking dick like most women have to do to keep attention because they're genuinely not interesting people, or they're not. Most women are not genuinely likable or lovable. The only reason they were ever loved was because they were wearing that costume of 20-year-old woman. As soon as that costume ran out, whip, it was over. She could be used as a booty call and then be discarded 15 seconds later. But like that really a remedy. I like if you're in the podcast, watch the Joe Rogan Experience and the Leah Remini video. And she talks about her family being in Scientology and she talks about all of it. Like, it's legit. I like Leah Remini. I mean, she was still doing some of her, you know, some basic women like things to talk around, you know, wanting to be a whore and stuff like that. I think it was once or twice I caught in there. Like, yeah, she wanted to go fucking suck dick and she got caught. And Scientologists go get her in trouble. But other than that, Leah Remini, the anomaly. She's an anomaly, okay? Then you got dumb bitches like Gwyneth Paltrow, selling candles that smell like their vagina. Like, see, that's because when bitches do shit like that, that Gwyneth Paltrow shit, like I'm gonna make this telephone smell like my vagina and sell it. See, that is a clear sign that woman genuinely had nothing else to offer the world other than showing up as woman. You see what I'm saying? Like, pretty much, if you strip away, okay, perfect example. Another perfect example of a woman I don't like. In movies, Gal Gadot, the Wonder Woman bitch, like I fucking hate that bitch. The reason why I hate her, and it's not because of what of okay, the reason I hate her is because I don't say I hate her. I say like I just don't pay her any attention at all. Like if I hear her name or something, I just immediately click it because see that is a perfect example of a woman showing up and succeeding because she's woman. You see what I'm saying? And on top of that, see, Gal Gadot is a perfect example of a woman. Like, if you stripped away either that accent or her looks, you would have never heard of Gal Gadot's name. because damn sure in her acting ability, that's not winning over anybody, okay? But, like, it's because she walks in that room and she's tall, skinny, pale, with a pretty face, and she has that accent. And every man likes a woman with an accent. Every woman likes a man with an accent. It's just how it plays out. But it's like how all women love Thor because he was walking around with that fucking accent and long ass hair. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just what they gonna go after. But like Gal Gadot's perfect example of like basic hoe. Like you could tell. Okay, with bitches like Gal Gadot. I don't even got to see hear or talk too much. I think I watched a couple interviews and it pretty much confirmed it. And even though English isn't her first language, but you can tell like she has no weight in the room. See, like, bitches like Leah Remini, they have weight. Leah Remini, Selma Hayek, that was another one who I was impressed by, even though I don't think she's attractive. Because I don't like, I think her jawline looks a little too manly to me. And I've never been attracted to Selma Hayek. She always had a nice body, but her face always threw me off. She reminds me of, what was that Family Guy, Quagmire's dad when he turned into a woman? That's what Selma Hayek looks like to me. When Quagmire's dad got a sex change and he had that big ass chin and he had boobs. But for real, like Selma Hayek, like she has weight when she comes into the room. Like when she's there, she's gonna have something to say, and you can't help but to listen to her when she talks. Leah Remini's another one. She's gonna have something to say. You can't help but to listen to her when she talks. See them little prissy bitches like the Gal Gadots and them bitches, like you, like any man who knows the game and has fucked bitches that look like that and better knows, look, this bitch ain't was okay, or like the Kendall Jenner bitch. See, as soon as they got to start talking and something has to come out their mouths, man, like other than sperm you shot in there, if any verbal language has to come out their mouth other than, oh, fuck me, something like that, like you just immediately figure out why they have trouble keeping men. Like it's so clear now why Kendall Jenner, you know, is so socially awkward, because she's fucking, as soon as she starts talking, you don't want to look at her anymore. So she has to take pictures and be seen walking and smiling. Anything more, delete. I don't want to see her anymore. So if she can shut up long enough to where a guy can come in and just fuck her, he'll do it. I'll do it all day long. But as soon as women like that start talking, I don't want anything. I'm done. Done. This is why girls like, I think Mila Kunis, she was single for like 10 years, the beautiful model, actresses. Charlize Theron, well, she didn't get old too, but she was single for 15 years, something like that, still can't find a man. That's why. When they start talking and moving, it's immediately, but I went on a huge side rant. Back to the topic, we both do the same things, but I think the reality is we have a better ending to it all. Our biggest downfall is telling ourselves that we don't.